This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Muhammad wa ala azwaj sayyidina Muhammad wa ala dhurriyyati sayyidina Muhammad wa sallim tasliman kathira. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah keep all these beautiful faces away from the hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen, mashallah. So inshallah ta'ala, before we start, I want everybody to stand up, because as I'm walking in, I saw a lot of space. Just stand up and close the gaps. No. Stand up and close the gaps. Is anybody here in this spot? You see a spot in front of you, please fill it up. Last year we missed foot to foot. This year we got foot to foot. Close the gaps, inshallah. Shoulder to shoulder. May Allah keep us always united. Fill up the spaces. You see if in place in front of you. Don't worry about your carpet, inshallah. You will get it back. Fold it in half. Okay, Brother Samir, you can bring some people to the main hall. Okay. You can be seated now, inshallah. So, Salat al-Eid consists of two rak'ahs. And after that, a short khutbah. And the two rak'ahs, they are a little bit different than what we pray usually, because we pray them only twice a year. Sometimes you forget. So this is just a refresher, inshallah. After I say Allahu Akbar, takbirat al-ihram, I will make 7 extra takbiras. And then we will recite the Fatiha and another surah. We will go down to sujood. After the second sajda, when I do takbirat al-intiqal, the takbira of moving from the second sajda all the way to the second rak'ah. After that, I will be making 5 takbiras. And then I will recite the Fatiha and another surah. And then we will do the khutbah. The khutbah is an optional. You can attend the khutbah. It's recommended to attend it. If you don't want to attend it, you could leave quietly. And then after that, kullu amin wa antum bi khair. Okay? Ready, inshallah? So exercise, get up again. Somebody on the side over there, the brothers, can you put the light on? It's right there on the wall next to you. Yes, behind you, right? There's a switch on the light, the switch on the wall right next to you. Allahu Akbar. 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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. 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 Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. Since Eid al-Adha always rotates around Ibrahim alayhi salam, today I wanted to approach it from a different perspective. Ibrahim's alayhi salam conversation with his father. We all know that Ibrahim alayhi salam was very mature and very smart from a very young age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ, and we have given Ibrahim the consciousness to what's right. So his conversation with his father in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the conversation started. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Oh my father, and look at the اسلوب, look at the way he spoke to his father. يعني the word يا أبتي in Arabic, the utmost respect when you're speaking to your father, you tell him يا أبتي, يا أبي. So يا أبتي, why are you worshipping what does not hear and does not see and does not benefit you? يا أبتي إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. My dear father, I have some knowledge that you did not have, so follow me, I will guide you to the straight path. يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. My dear father, do not worship the shaitan. The shaitan is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أبتي إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. My beloved father, I fear that punishment from the All Merciful will come to you, will overtake you, and you will be a companion to the shaitan. This is briefly the conversation. What are some of the lessons that we can learn from this and we can apply them in our life? Because, ya akhwan, why did I pick this topic? Wallahi, the relationship between the parents and the children is becoming very alarming. Many, many, many parents are complaining about the children, and many children are complaining about their parents. So I chose this on purpose because this is the most day of the year that we have many parents and many children at the same time. Number one, when you are on the haqq, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was on the haqq, you stay steadfast on the haqq and you call others to the haqq. He knew that he was on the haqq. Second, you always start with the closest people to you. After you have been guided and you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start with your spouse, your wife, your husband, your children, your parents. And this is exactly what he did. He went to his father. And When you are calling, and especially when you are calling the parents, you multiply the gentleness by million times. Don't think because you memorized the surah and you memorized few ahadith and now you are a sheikh and you can have the authority to disrespect your parents. So we are talking about the father of the prophets, the father of the du'at, the father of the people calling to Allah, speaking to what we call right now idol manufacturer, idol distributor, idol wholesaler. Look at the conversation between the best of the du'at after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the most non-believer ever, the shirk headquarters, the father of Ibrahim. And look at the method he's talking to him. And look at how he spoke to him gradually. He did not come and tell him, do not worship this, do not worship that. And this is something for us living in a non-Muslim society. When you go to the kafir, when you go to the non-Muslim, you don't say, قال الله قال رسول. He does not know, قال الله قال رسول. Allah said and the Prophet said. Look what he did. Why are you worshipping what does not see and what does not hear? Use intellect, use common sense. Why are you worshipping a cow? Why are you worshipping a man and you're calling him the son of Allah? You know, subhanAllah, this is the best method, is the method of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then he told him, I got some knowledge. He did not tell him, you are ignorant and I am knowledgeable. I am scholar, I am a alim. No, my father, my dear father, I got some knowledge that you do not have. SubhanAllah, look at the usloob of mu'amala. Then he advised him, do not worship the shaitan. Any worship other than Allah, you are a shaitan worshipper. Any worship other than Allah, you are worshipping the shaitan. SubhanAllah. And then he warned him, if you do that, you will be punished severely. When you are in the field of da'wah, because at the end of the story, the father told him, I am going to stone you. The lesson here is when you are in the field of da'wah, it's not a bed of roses. You will be harmed and hurt, especially from the closest people to you. If you are in the field of da'wah, and everyone is praising you, you're doing something wrong. Because the best man ever created, alayhi salatu wasalam, he had enemies. He had people calling him names. He had people not liking his da'wah. So if everything is beautiful, everybody loves me. Something is wrong. And one of the most important lessons that I'm also hearing a lot lately, my daughter is marrying a non-Muslim. I tried so much. SubhanAllah. Listen carefully, my brothers and sisters. When you try your best, you did not leave, like they say, any stone unturned. You send people to talk to them. You called them once, twice, 10 times. You did everything possible to bring back that son, that father, that mother back to Allah. And you were not successful? Salamun alayka. Ibrahim told him, Salamu alaykum. وأعتزلكم. I'm leaving you. That's it. The relationship that we have with our relatives depend on the relationship with Allah. Nuh alayhi salam told Allah, Ya Allah, this is my son. Let's save him. What did Allah say? إنه ليس من أهلك. He knows his son. It's his son. He said, no, he's not from your family. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Fatima radiyallahu anha, I cannot save you on the day of judgment. لا أنساب بينهم. Your father is a sheikh, your mother is a teacher of Quran. No one can help you. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. And then, look at the اسلوب. سلام عليك. I'm leaving you, my father. سلام عليك. I'm leaving you. And then what did he say? سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. Keep making dua for them. Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, bring them back to the deen. And the last lesson is, subhanAllah, guidance is not in your hands. Is there anyone better than Ibrahim alayhi salam and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nuh? Ibrahim's father is in the hellfire. Nuh's wife and son in the hellfire. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle in the hellfire. Lot's wife in the hellfire. These are what? The best of mankind, the best of shuyukh, the best of muftis, the best of du'at, the best of ulama. Huh? What is our job? To give the message. To give the message constantly and beg Allah to guide. But do not feel bad if you do not see the fruit. This is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. You know what triggered this khutbah? A man came to my office and said, my son, 15 years old, punched me in the face. Wallahi, I could not take it. My young brothers and sisters, Ibrahim عليه السلام is talking to a man that is calling to the worst thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, which is shirk. And he was talking to him in this most gentle method. If this is the method to talk to a person of shirk, how would be the method to talk to a father who says, La ilaha illallah? A father that asks you, did you pray today, Habibi? Do you have wudu? Come with me to the masjid. How would the method to talk to such a father? And listen carefully, this is my message to my young brothers and sisters. What goes around, comes around. What goes around, comes around. You decide now, how would you like your children to treat you? The way you treat your parents, you will have children treating you the same. Ibrahim alayhi salam spoke to his father, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. Allah sent him a son that told him, Ya Abati, fa'al ma tu'mar. Allah sent him Ismail. When he was asking him to slaughter him, he said the same exact word that Ibrahim used with his father. He said, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, do whatever you are commanded. What goes around comes around in good and in bad. Like a father and a son had an argument. So the son slapped his father. So the father turned the other side. He said, I'm sorry, my father. He said, no, go ahead, slap me again. He said, why? He said, because when I was your age, I slapped my father twice. What goes around, comes around. And to be just, my last message is to the parents. Communicate. Connect. And my advice to you, because most of us are immigrants. My advice to you, please listen carefully. We want to apply something from 40, 50 years ago in a different era, in a different environment. We want to apply it 50 years later in a completely different culture with the technology that we are seeing that is developing on a daily basis. It does not work. It's not going to work. Just like our phone, in 5-6 years, that phone in your pocket is not going to work. So how can something from 50 years ago is going to work right now? That does not mean, listen carefully, that does not mean you compromise your deen and it's okay, Habibi, if you would like to pray, pray. If you don't want to pray, don't pray. No. Use different methods to make our children love Allah, love the deen. Let them feel relaxed to be able to open to you. Ask yourself right now this question. Is my son Is my daughter, or do they feel comfortable talking to me about their really major problem that they're going through? Many of us say no, they don't. They are scared because they know that my reaction is very scary. I'm going to yell and scream. Right? Ya akhwan, if we stay with that mentality, we are going to lose our children. Take it easy. Your son says la ilaha illallah. Your daughter and your son, they pray their 5 daily prayers. They are respectful to you. Take it easy on the other stuff. Take it easy. Without compromising your deen. Without compromising your deen. Because these children are being faced 24/7, bombarded by a propaganda to take them away from the deen. Do not assist the shaitan al-akbar. Do not assist the shaitan on deviating your children. Be the one whom they run to. They love to speak to. I can't wait to tell my mother what happened today. Please, today is the day of Eid. Make sure you make them feel it's a different day. Make sure it's different than yesterday. Let them have fun. Take them out. Buy them gifts, ya akhwan. Buy them gifts. Take them to a store. Baba, go pick something, inshallah. Today is Eid. And mashallah, yesterday you were fasting in Arafah. I have a gift for you. Wallahi, tahadu tahabu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give gifts. It will create love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our relationship with our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people whom their parents do not die except they are pleased with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our children always, always trying so hard to please us and make us pleased with him with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه اللهم يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. And my last message, ya akhwan, if your parents are still alive, kiss their feet. Wallahi, kiss their feet. Beg them for forgiveness. Kiss their hands. Make sure they never go to sleep and they're upset with you. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وكل عام وأنتم بخير. Inshallah, the children, we have some goodie bags for you. بارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين